I want to have that passage open before you. The Bible's open, Daniel chapter 6. I don't know if you've ever seen this TV program. Yeah? Anybody ever watch that? Put your hands up. Yeah, you can admit to it. It's all right. It's safe. And I don't know if you've ever seen these things. Ever heard of the Bush Tucker trials? Yeah? Bit scary. Here's a few pictures of them. Oh, look at that. That's not me, by the way. And spiders. Do you like spiders? No, I don't like spiders. And oh dear, isn't that terrible? What are you scared of? What is it that frightens you? What is it that worries you? I like to say, one of the things I don't like is heights. Anybody here not like heights? Yeah, I'm really, really scared of heights. It's not the height itself, I suppose. It's kind of falling from it that really is the issue. But I went once, my lads took me because they knew what I was scared of. And they said, Dad, will you come and do this thing with us called Go Ape? And I thought, well, yeah, that sounds like fun. This is Go Ape. And you're probably about 30 foot off the floor. And I was absolutely scared stiff. And I was having to try and be brave because I didn't want to show I was a chicken in front of the lads. But it was absolutely terrifying for me. And I didn't like that at all. Do you know what? I'm also a bit scared of something else. I'm a bit scared of lions. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't like them too near. And you know as what? Well, neither do zebras. Zebras don't like lions too near. In fact, I've only ever seen one zebra manage to escape from a lion, but I did manage to get a picture of it. Now, lions are the main characters. Well, one of the main characters that we look at in the story this morning. It's a true story. It's not made up. It's not a fairy story. We're reading about real things that happen to real people in a real time. And I'm going to need some help this morning because I brought along some lion masks and I want a bit of a hand. So if you feel cool enough to hold up a lion mask, and you're fairly young, there we go. So you can try that, but you've only got to put it up when I say so. Okay, there's one. Anybody else over here? Bit old Oscar, fair enough. Okay, over here, gentlemen. Thank you very much. One for Dad. I don't know, what do you reckon? We don't embarrass Dad. Well, yes, we do want to embarrass Dad a little bit. There we go. Over here. Okay, anybody else like a mask over here? Yeah, fantastic. You're going to have one? Good man. Fantastic. Here we go. Do you want to take one? Have a think about it. You never know. Have I missed anybody? That would be terrible. Right. These are the lion masks. Oh, you want... Oh, far be it from me. You have a memento of the day. There we go. You can share it. Any more? Fantastic. One for you. Does Mum want one? No, no. Okay. Fair enough. I've got three left. You know, adults, if at the end of the morning you think, I really wish I'd gone for the mask, you can come and see me afterwards. And we'll aim to put that right. Now, if you've got a mask, I need your help. Every time I say the word lion or lions, because we want to capture the effect of it, I'd like you to roar. Okay, should we do a quick practice? So, lions. A bit tame, these lions in Witten, aren't they? Dear, oh dear. Should we try that again? Lions. Not bad. Now, adults, you can join in as well and just feel free. But every time I say that word, then you can roar. This is probably the only opportunity you're going to get the chance to roar in church, so please make the most of it. So, we've got the lions. Very good. And there's the other character is a guy called King Darius. There he is. Very fine looking chap. Very posh king. And he was the king who owned the lions. And perhaps, I guess, if he was famous for his lions, I wonder if he was known as the Lion King. Who knows? We'll just let that one sink in just for a moment. So we've got Those big cats. We've got King Darius, and then we've got the baddies in the story. Here they come. There they are. In the reading we have, they're called the satraps. They were kind of government officials, and they were government officials with a problem. More of them in a minute. And last of all, we come to the hero of our story, a man called Daniel. There he is, a man called Daniel. He was a very important man in Darius' kingdom. He's a bit of a funny-looking chap, isn't he there? He's got hair a little bit like mine, but mine isn't quite as long. And by this time, he was getting on a bit. He was quite an old fella. But he was, do you know, King Darius really liked Daniel. He thought Daniel was a fantastic guy. He was somebody who he trusted. And he thought he was the best of all his servants and advisors. But do you know what else about Daniel? Daniel lived for God and loved God. And he always put God first in his life, even when it was tough. And do you know, the Bible says that that's what we need to do as well. Can you see this? It says that above everything else in our lives, you see, our lives are full of so many things, aren't they? They're full of perhaps the job that we do, the things that we have, sport, money, friends, and me. And we tend to look at me and we tend to put what we want first. But God says if we want friendship with him, if we want to be one of his people, then God needs to be right at the top of our list. He needs to be number one in our lives always. And we'll come back to that and think about that a bit later on. But for Daniel, God was always number one. Number one about everything that he did. And we'll look more about that a little bit later. Now, back, not yet. Wait for it. Back to the baddies. Oh, sorry, I don't know how that got in. There they are. They're a bit like Daniel. They've got very long beards, and they're very important men. And again, they were some of the most important men in King Darius' kingdom. But do you know what? They knew that the king thought that Daniel was the very best man. In fact, they knew too that King Darius was going to make Daniel his prime minister, and they weren't happy about it. Do you know what? They had a problem in their hearts. They had a problem in their hearts. Now, I've got it written down behind it, but I need somebody to come and rip off the front. Would somebody do that? What's your name? Maisie. Maisie, do you want to come and rip off the front? May, say that again. Maisie. Oh, right. Sorry. Maisie. Okay. There we go. One, two, three. Very good. Did that well. You may sit down. Maisie. Fantastic. Anybody read what that says?
Jealousy.
You see, the problem in their hearts was jealousy. Who do you think they were jealous of? They were jealous of Daniel. You see, they looked at him and they thought, oh, you know, Darius always thinks that Daniel's best, doesn't he? And they had that problem of jealousy in their hearts. And it caused them problems. The problem is, what they wanted to do was kind of trip Daniel up in some way and make themselves better than Daniel. But the problem with Daniel is that he never really seemed to do anything wrong. He was a good man who always made wise decisions. He always kept the law. He never fiddled his expenses. And so if they wanted to get rid of him, it would have to be something to do with his God. And so they came up with a plan. They cooked up a plan, a trick to fool the king into making a law that Daniel simply couldn't keep. Now, in those days, when you went to see the king, you had to say the right kind of opening phrase, the right words. And the words were, O king, live forever. Can we say that together? O king, live forever. So now, not only when I say lions, do I want to roar. Whenever I say, O king, I want you please to say, live forever. Very good. Excellent, in fact. Let's say that one more time. O king.
Live.
Not bad. A bit more regal, but we can come on to that. That's okay. So the baddies went to see the king. And they said, O king.
Live forever.
We think you should make a new law, and they brought this law to him. I need somebody to pull the bow on this. Would you come and help me? Someone with big muscles, come and give this a tug. Can you do that for me? One, two, three. Excellent. Do you want to keep that as a memento of the day? You may, okay. That's fine. And this was the law. This was the law. And it said, oh, King Darius, here we go. It said, for the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any person or God other than King Darius will be thrown into the den of lions. Ray, that was excellent, by the way. Fantastic. That was the law. So you couldn't pray to anybody or any god apart from King Darius. And you know, King Darius actually quite liked the sound of that. He thought that sounded pretty good. Yeah, I'll go with that. Because do you know what? He had a heart problem too. And we need to find out what it was. Right at the back, that late. Now, you're going to come out? Yeah, yourself? Just remind, what's your name? Millie. Right, Millie. Nice and quick. One, two, three. Excellent. You can pop that down. And his problem was pride. That means he was proud. It meant he liked people thinking that he was the best. And you know what? When he heard about this new law, he quite liked the idea of people bowing down and praying to him because he felt he was special. I'm the king. That's what people should do. Do you know what? Actually, this is the problem in all our hearts, actually. You know, we all suffer from pride. That's why when you do something good or perhaps you do well at school or something, you're really desperate for other people to know about it. And sometimes when I was at school, if ever I did something good, you know, I wanted people to know about it. I always wanted to try and, I guess, look better than other people. And, you know, the thing is, that's what's in our hearts, and it's called pride. Pride is kind of wanting to lift ourselves up and put other people down. And the Bible says pride is the problem that we all have in our hearts. And it was the problem in King Darius's heart as well. So, the trick worked, and King Darius made the law, and the law was put in, and you see, everybody then had to obey the law. The question was, what would Daniel do? Would Daniel obey King Darius and pray to him, or would he stay true to God and keep worshipping God and keep praying to God? Well, as we looked at in that reading that we heard read to us so well, Daniel kept praying to God. He prayed three times a day. He prayed at his window where people could see him. And so he made no secret of the fact that he was one of God's people and that he was praying to God. And the reason he did that was because he knew that King Darius was not going to live forever, that he was just a man. And that one day his days would come to an end. And that there was one God, one true God. And Daniel knew that he should worship only him. Do you know, I think that's a message we need to hear again today. A message that there is just one true God and that we need to worship him. Because, you know, some people think that kind of getting to God or getting to heaven is a bit like a bike wheel. That, you know, heaven's at the center and all these different spokes are different ways of getting to God. And there are lots of different ways and it doesn't really matter which one you choose, just as long as you choose one. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says there's one spoke. There's one way to God. If you look on that up there, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. One way to God, one way only, and one way to know real friendship with the God of the Bible. And that's what Daniel knew, and so he worshipped God, and he kept praying to the one true God, and he kept following him, and he kept trusting the one true God with his life, even though he knew it would be difficult. And you know, it wasn't long before the baddies caught Daniel praying to his God, and so they came before the king, and they said, O king, you remember that law you made, that law that you can't take back, can't take it back. Well, Daniel has broken it. And you know, inside, as they said those words, they were kind of jumping around because they were thinking, yay, we got him. Daniel's in real trouble now because we've done our market research. And when it comes to lions, 8 out of 10 owners said their big cats preferred humans. Now you imagine if you'd been King Darius and suddenly you realized that you had been tricked. And that Daniel would have to be thrown to the lions. Very good. And so he gave the order, throw Daniel to the lions. But what's interesting is as they threw Daniel into the den, just have a look at what Darius said to Daniel. He said, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. You see, Darius knew that the only one who could help Daniel now was God. And he encouraged Daniel to put his trust in him. Do you know that night Darius couldn't sleep? He was tossing and turning. He was worried. He was worried that the next morning all he would see as he looked into the den of lions would be to see some big cats licking their lips after having a Daniel Happy Meal. And so the next morning he ran to the den and he shouted into you, Daniel, has your God rescued you? And Daniel answered, O king. And listen to what he said. He said, my God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Very good. We missed an O king, live forever. Thank you. Do you know, King Darius could hardly believe it. And he was absolutely amazed because when they pulled Daniel out of the den, Daniel didn't even have a scratch on him. Why? Well, because he had trusted God and because his God had protected him. You see those words that Darius has said, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Those words proved to be true, didn't they? I want us to think about signs for a few minutes. Anybody know what this sign is? Yeah, I think we know what that one is, don't we? Okay. That's for speed cameras. What about this sign? Watch out for toads or frogs crossing the road, because they do make a bit of a mess, don't they? One other sign. It's a warning sign. Let's move on. You know, signs, they show us something. They tell us things that are important, things that we need to take notice of. And, you know, as Daniel walked out of the lion's den without even a scratch on him, it was a sign for King Darius that showed him three things. I want us to look at what those things were. And the signs were not a scratch, and it showed these three things. Firstly, that there is only one true God. Only one. And he is in charge of all things. And it showed King Darius that that true God, that one true God, he is also the true king. The king who is in charge of all things. And secondly, it showed that we can trust God with our lives because we know that God has the power to protect us and that he can do anything, even in Daniel's case, shutting the mouths of those lions. Well done. Yeah, the Bible also teaches that we can not only trust God with our life in this life, but we can also trust God with the next life too. And that if we put this life into God's hands, that we can know for sure that we will spend the next life with God in heaven. Thirdly, this true story shows us that just like Daniel, that we need to put God first. Actually, what the Bible says, we need to put God first and we need to move ourselves down the list. We need to put others after God, but God has to be number one in our lives if we want to be one of his people. And that won't always be easy. Sometimes that will be difficult. Sometimes that's difficult, not because we will get thrown to the lions for being one of God's people, but because sometimes when you stand up for being one of God's people, people can take the mickey out of you, they can poke fun at you. That can be difficult at school. But God calls us to do that, putting our trust in Him, that He will protect us, and that we can trust God with our lives, and that He will always be with us in every situation. Do you know what's interesting with chapter 6 in Daniel is that it ends with King Darius making a new law. And this is what it was. He said, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For He is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and His dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Thank you very much. And so what had Darius come to see? Like Daniel, he had come to see that there's only one true God, one true king. And he wanted all his people to see that as well. And that's what we need to see that as well today. And how do we become one of God's people today? How do we live that out? How do we serve and worship God each day? Well, to go back to the bike wheel and what we thought about before, remember there is just one way, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we become one of God's people, and that we live as one of God's people through Jesus, by asking Him to come into our hearts and our lives, to forgive us for the wrong things that we've done, and by asking Him to make us new people, and by asking Him then to live for Him. People who live for the one true living God, and people who tell others about Him. You've listened really, really well. If you want to keep the masks, you can. Adults, last chance. I've got 3 left. You can take one home with you if you would like. It's been great to think about God as our King and what that means. And we're going to finish our time together this morning by singing a great hymn that reminds us of who God is and who we are, that He is the King of the universe, the King of kings, our majesty, the one who we fall below before, and the one who we should give our lives to serving. So let's stand and sing this great hymn together. King of kings, majesty.
notices earlier on. I'll just run through them quickly for you. The notice sheet's pretty much just printed. It's Life Group Week this week. Those of you who go to Life Groups, remember that. And there's no prayer meeting on Tuesday. There is a Thanksgiving service for Lynn Thompson. Please pray for Kirsty on Tuesday for that. Lots of other people to pray for there. Please remember them in your prayers as well.